We're going to talk to Jenny Lamb. Good afternoon and welcome to KHSU.
Thanks for having me.
The Mad River Festival is continuing this week.
Yep, we're closing this weekend. We're closing the Big Thirst, which is our main stage show this weekend. It closes July 3rd. So if you haven't made it out to see the Big Thirst yet, come out this weekend.
It's running what, Friday?
Thursday, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays outside in the amphitheater. Doors open at 7:30 and the show starts at 8. And it is a madcap musical comedy that is sure to delight everyone.
But the thing that you're working on that we're going to talk about right now is coming up Friday and Saturday night starting at 10:30.
Yeah.
It's the Red Light and Blue Lake Adult Cabaret.
Oh, yes. This happens every year at the Mad River Festival, and it sells out. It's just a really fun adult evening. It's sexy. It's saucy. It's funny. It's all of the adult entertainment that you could possibly want, all wrapped up in a nice little bow for the end of the night.
For people who have never been to it, is there any nudity?
There will be nudity.
Any offensive things?
Oh, you will be offended.
All righty then. If you're that kind of person, this is for you.
No, it's a really great evening. It's fun. There's drinks served all night long. There's like concessions available throughout the whole course of the evening. Beautiful, sexy servers to bring drinks to you. Tons of acts. So if you don't like the one you're watching now, wait 5 minutes because there will be another one right after that.
How do you get the acts? Because I believe that there's community as well as Del Arte and other theater, right?
Yeah, it's a mix of some Del Arte company members and also community members. There's definitely a community of cabaret performers probably everywhere you go. And with the long history of having cabarets at Del Arte, there's a bunch of probably familiar faces that if people have ever been to the cabaret, they'll see again. We have Susie Kidd, and she's a local burlesque performer. We have the great rap duo, Vagsicle. That will be performing. We have the amazing Del Arte House Band, which is Marla Joy, Tim Randles, Mark LeBole, and Jeff Kelly. And we have an amazing drag king group called Girls to Men. They were at the Keep the Fires Burning Cabaret that we did at Del Arte earlier in the year. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be back again performing again, and they were amazing.
Tell us a little bit about that show since you saw it.
Oh, yeah, and I was hosting that one, too.
Okay, yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. Oh. Well, tell us about that, and then we'll talk about Lulu.
Okay. Girls to Men. It was a group of, I think, four. They have the most amazing drag king names like Hugh Johnson, Hard and Able, Titus Tass, and whatnot. And they performed a lip sync and dance to an NSYNC song, the Bye Bye Bye.
Okay.
Or is that Backstreet Boys? I get them confused.
I know, right?
Don't quote me on that. But it was amazing. I've never seen such good drag kinging in my life. It's not something I often see. I often see a lot of drag queens.
You're right.
They will be there at the Red Light Cabaret too.
Okay.
But drag kings, and done really well with great makeup, great costumes, great characters.
And now, wait, what was the other one that I was curious about? Susie Kidd, what does she do?
Yeah, she's a local, she's local and she does burlesque.
Burlesque.
Oh, that divine, sexy art of burlesque, the striptease, you know? I've never seen her. She wasn't part of the last cabaret, so I'm super excited. To see
what
she does.
And it's different things. It may not be so sexy, if I remember right.
No, it will there's going to be some really funny things, too. It's going to be a great mix of, you know, saucy comedy.
Right.
You know, so we don't take ourselves too seriously.
Yeah.
You know, but we'll probably get you a little hot and bothered. And then, you know, have you, you know, laughing a lot, too.
Now, you're playing Lulu.
Yeah, Lulu.
And tell me a little bit about your character, Lulu.
Lulu, she is, she's German, yeah, and a bit of a dominatrix, yeah. She comes from the Weimar era of Berlin, circa 1929. She wears very little clothing and carries a big whip. And often gives out spankings to the audience if they're bad or if they're good. You'll be surprised at how many people just love to get a little spanking from my VIP. So Lulu will be hosting. She'll keep everybody in line and make sure that, you know, the acts are keeping the stage nice and hot and that the evening is flowing and that everybody's having a good time.
How often does she crack her whip?
Oh, only when she has to. But yeah, usually at the intermission or between acts, there'll be a line out the door for people to get some spankings. You know, everybody's a little bit bad.
Oh, no. No. We have good people.
They want spankings, too. It's really funny. No, but she's a super fun character that I've been working on for a couple years, and she just kind of fits really great with this adult environment. Like, she plays with the audience. There's lots of give and take, you know. So, yeah, that's Lulu.
And how did you come up with her?
Well, she was actually born when I'm from Chicago. I was a working actress in Chicago before I came out to Blue Lake to go to school at Del Arte. And I was doing a production of the musical Cabaret. I don't know if you're familiar with that. And it was at this wonderful, small, little, intimate theater setting. It's called the No Exit Cafe that a company, Theo Ubique, performs out of. Really intimate setting where there's, like, no fourth wall. So the characters engage with the audience members. And in the dramaturgy of that show, we learned a lot about, you know, that 1929's pre-war Berlin area of the cabarets and what that was. And so Lulu was a character that was born from that research, and she kind of got reborn just this past year when I was working on a project at school. I just, you know, all of a sudden she was knocking on my door to come out again. And I did it for a class project in school, and then when the cabaret was coming up during the school year, I was like, hey, Michael Fields, I got an MC character for you that I think will do a really good job. And so that's how Lulu got her rebirth.
Does Lulu go through different outfits?
No, not yet. She only has her one. She only has her one outfit. It's the Lulu look. And it's very skimpy.
We have about 30 seconds left.
Okay.
So it's this Friday and Saturday?
It's this Friday and Saturday at 10:30. Tickets in advance are $20. At the door, they're going to be $25, so get your tickets early because we're going to sell out. And it's just going to be a great time. And if you miss this one, come see the other shows at the festival. We got Whether We Like It or Not coming up, and the symphony, The Peter and the Wolf, which is narrated by Donald Forrest. So be sure to check it all out.
Very nice. And you graduate when?
Next June 2017, the God's willing.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Katie.
Yeah.